Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phone calls, because Tim was on the line, and he was going to get into a topic, but the hour ended, as hours tend to do. What was on your mind?
That's all right. Well, I like I said before the break, I had talked to my state government-loving Republican father-in-law about some of the libertarian topics. I don't exactly know what sparked the conversation, but we were both sitting in the kitchen, and he had said something, and we kind of sparked a political conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of took him to school on some of the libertarian issues, and it seemed to have opened up his eyes.
Excellent.
You know, so, if people get the concepts of small government, then it's usually kind of easy to show them issue by issue how you know, they might be going wrong with
they're missing it here.
Yeah, with
right.
Large government concepts.
Yeah, I took them to school on schools, roads. Actually, I kind of thought of another idea for the schools that I don't know if it's been brought up on your program. I've only been listening for about 9 months now, and I don't believe I've heard it. That with the private school system, the government has a lot of regulations on that. So that way the prices are up higher, so families can't afford to put their children in private schools.
It's true.
So a lot of people have to put their kids in public schools, which leads to the indoctrination. Well, if there were no taxes and there was no federal government, then all these regulations would be dropped and it would be more affordable to put your kids in private schools.
So were you talking to him about libertarianism, or were you talking to him about anarcho-capitalism?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Just want to be clear.
What libertarian doesn't want to get the government out of school?
Well, he just said no federal government and, you know, things like that cued me into what he's talking about. I think libertarians have a tendency to be a little more incremental than anarcho-capitalists might be. For instance, I would support only giving public schools to the bottom 10% of earners. I would, you know, support turning public schools into... What's the first thing somebody says if you say, let's get rid of public schools?
What about the poor?
There you go. I'll handle that issue by saying, great, let's make public school only for poor people. Let's not make it for welfare for middle-class people.
Then you're going to get a discrimination lawsuit.
Why?
Well, but it's the same idea. You give them an inch, they take a mile.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, how are you going to actually implement total turnaround?
Of the government school system?
It would be a slow process.
It wouldn't be a process, my friend.
No. I don't think there needs to be a process. You just turn the schools over to the teachers. Here you go. Okay, here. You set a date. You get your city council elected or whoever needs to be to make the decision to make the change. And you say, okay, end of 2007 or the end of the next school year, that's the last time you guys will get a check from the government. You will then have to voluntarily fund your school. Here you go.
I know
now it's yours.
How great it would be to tell
the
bureaucrats who have been stealing our money year after year after year, hey, you know, take your whole bureaucracy and you deal with it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't like that.
Too bad for them. Another job.
That's the concept. It's the too bad for them, and they've got a bunch of people that agree with them.
Am I supposed to feel sorry for gangsters? Am I really supposed to feel sorry for them?
Right. I'm not saying that you're supposed
We're
to feel sorry for them.
Giving them a piece of the action.
I'm saying that you should try things, you know, try to look at things that work. And I'm not saying your plan wouldn't work. It would work brilliantly.
Because the market forces would be in play immediately. The pressure would be on. The sense of urgency would be there. They would know that the countdown is happening. The countdown to not getting a government paycheck anymore, and you better figure it out.
But there's only one argument against public schools when it comes into play. You know, there's only one argument in getting rid of public schools, and that is, what about the poor people? They never learn to read. Oh my God, they'll be working in fields and canning factories and lose their limbs, right? I mean, that's what they're going to say. So I'm looking at plans that immediately, bam, shut off whatever, dispute there is.
Well, and the second that this would happen, I mean, so many people would step up. You'd have different businesses, companies, churches stepping up and, you know, taking the role of government here. and, you know, providing schooling, maybe cheap schooling.
Oh, I agree. I just think
specific
that
brands of schooling. Say a kid doesn't really want to learn about science. He wants to learn how to play guitar, or he wants to do something in the art field. So there would be specialized schools in that.
Absolutely.
I totally agree that that's what would happen. I just believe that people are scared to death of the social safety net being pulled out
from
underneath
them. Here's the problem. That's just it. I mean, and Tim, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
And not them.
Yes,
actually,
right.
It's not them that they're concerned with the social safety net.
They're scared for others.
It's other people.
I understand. And that's part of what we have to do before any of this ever happens. If we want our people to get elected, then the education of the masses has to happen before the election process.
Maybe.
Once people like us get elected, then they've been elected to enact these reforms and these changes. And if you come to the table with a mealy-mouthed proposal like, well, let's just make it so only the poor people can have access to government schools, you are going to get immediately bogged down in the biggest political game that you've ever gotten involved in your entire life. All of a sudden, then you've got to decide an arbitrary decision on what is poor. Should we only give poor... are we only giving schools to people that make less than $20,000 a year, or is it less than $10,000 a year? Is it $14,000 a year? Because if you set it at $15,000 a year, there are going to be some people that make $20,000 a year. They're going to be pissed off that now all of a sudden the poor guy down the street, he gets access to the government schools, but they don't get access to the government schools. You're going to have a lawsuit on your hands. You're going to be spending years just trying to implement a decision like that.
The argument that you're making currently is a no-government argument, and it doesn't sell to the general population. What I'm saying, my
no
argument...
government schools argument.
No, no. But what you're really saying, what the argument you just made is, if you make some kind of political proposal, then you're going to get bogged down in the details with dealing with
you
the
will.
Politicians, which really applies to every single thing that has to do with the government, so let's just get rid of the government, is what you're saying. And what I'm proposing is something that the average, and I'm not proposing that the plan actually happens, I'm proposing that somebody in their mind is able to step forward and say, oh yeah, we don't need public schools, they are really just welfare for middle class people. If public schools were there for what we say we want them for, then they would really just teach the basics to the poorest people, and then the middle class people would get something better.
Okay, let's look at your plan here. I know how you like to say that it's welfare for the middle class, but that's almost a shot at the middle class.
It is a shot at the middle class.
You're trying to get them on board with you. You don't want to take shots at people that you want to get on board with you. Are the middle class who are going to be, are they going to have to pay for the schools that are only going to be educating poor people under your plan?
Are they currently paying for the schools that are educating poor people?
Yes.
Okay. Then.
But their kids get to go too, and they're going to take it personally.
No, that's not the, but look, if you're sending poor kids to schools that are being funded to only have the basics, then it's not going to be as good. In the same way that the public housing isn't as good as your house. You're paying for your house.
The teachers are going to say to this plan, you're going to take our students away? You're going to be cutting jobs. You're going to make it so teachers... I mean, if there's... I don't know what the
teachers
is.
Are going to holler and scream no matter what you do.
Right, which is why you should go all the way. Which is why this incremental approach is a useless waste of energy, because they're going to holler and scream.
Well, what my proposal does is separates the people that say, well, what about the poor people from the people that say, but we've got to support the teachers' union. You're never, never going to get the people that say, we've got to support the teachers' union.
On board.
On board. Never. Ever.
I'm not trying to get
and
them on
I'm
board.
And all I'm doing is pulling away this huge segment of the population that says, we can't have education unless we have public schools. Because what about the poor people?
I just think that you should be able to answer that objection with the simple response of, look at history. The poor people have been taken care of, and they will continue to be taken care of.
Look, your arguments leave people speechless because they simply have no rebut to them, but they leave them unconvinced because they can't imagine
they'll be convinced when they don't have to pay their property taxes anymore.
Right, after you manage to pull the social safety net out from underneath them. I can't see how you're going to educate them and not convince them.
You can't see how I'm going to educate
them. You say
them
that, that you're going to, in order to implement your plan, you have to educate the public.
Correct.
How are you going to educate the public, but they're still left unconvinced?
Well, you
said that they would be convinced after they saw how things worked.
They would see it in advance, Mark. They would see in advance and then elect those people to enact the plan. More on the- How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagas with another Car Clinic Minute. Nothing says junk food breakfast like donuts and hot coffee, but there's more in store than you bargained for. When I come back, I'll tell you how these classics may endanger your life on the road.
I'm Bobby Lagas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Donuts and coffee may be tasty, but they could also be a hazard to your health and to your safety on the road. Haggerty Classic Insurance issued its top 10 list of deadliest foods to eat or drink while driving. The countdown? Number 10, chocolate. Then soft drinks, jelly and cream-filled donuts, fried chicken, barbecued food, hamburgers, chili, tacos, hot soup, and the number one deadliest food or drink? The now-condemned classic, coffee. So next time you crave your morning java, pick it up on the way, secure it in a cup holder, and do not drink until you reach the office. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month, so give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066. Now, Jewel Thornton, the author there, she's right that school, government school, certainly does not teach kids about money and financial intelligence and that sort of thing. However, if we were to actually move to a market-based school system, then there very well could be schools that might even use Jewel's book at in kindergarten or something like
that. I think it's likely.
I think it could make a great book for kids.
I think that that book's true, and what you said about the schools teaching economics would be more so, because private schools would then need to compete on an entirely different basis. Currently, now, they compete with people that are already paying to send their kids to public schools, mm-hmm. so they're essentially just trying to compete with
a sliver of the market.
Yeah, people that want superior academics, largely, or different academics to some extent.
So in the marketplace, they would be competing for every single potential student mm-hmm. out there, which, of course, would result in
academics,
all kinds of
extracurricular activities.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Rob in Georgia on the Amplifier line. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just wanted to weigh in about these schools and how poor people would be handled. One thing I think that you may miss, I'm not sure if this would actually convince people who don't much trust the market, but I don't think these schools would necessarily look a lot like the schools that we see now. People who are wealthy enough to send their kids to private schools very frequently work the sorts of jobs where they can have fairly regular schedules. Sometimes one parent stays at home. That 8-to-3 schedule works very well for them. For people who are poor, that sort of schedule doesn't necessarily work as well. And one thing which personally I would do, now I work a day job, I'm busy during the day, but if it was a completely private market and there was a school which catered to the poor, I would happily volunteer to teach kids math at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock p.m. And I'm sure there's many people who would do similar sorts of things. These things don't have to be things that start at 7 o'clock in the morning and you're out of there by 3:30.
And the market would automatically begin to organize itself based on those sorts of consumer demands.
Exactly. So I think that you're kind of falling into thinking about schools in the same way that a lot of people think about schools. But the way that most schooling works, it was kind of designed around the model of fairly rich kids of nobility, for lack of a better word, or people who were very wealthy who could afford to send their kids off and that sort of thing. It wasn't really made for regular working people from the jump.
Mark, did you have anything to say to Rob?
No, I sort of agree.
Okay. So what do you think about the whole process, Rob, of getting people on board with this idea, with the idea of moving towards the marketplace faster rather than this sort of Mark's proposal, which involves having poor kids, giving them access to government schools, or just some sort of an incremental proposal? How do you feel about getting there?
Well, I think that actually the Free State Project is probably about the best model I've seen for that sort of thing, honestly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, to concentrate people with a liberty mindset in an area so that you can actually affect that sort of a drastic change. It's very difficult to get everybody, when all of their money and all of their time is involved, to get to do anything drastic. And the larger the mob, the less likely that a really drastic change can be implemented.
Very good. Rob, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Sure.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet 8.net line. 1-800-259-9231. As we go to another amplifier, and it's Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Zach.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about a couple of the different activities of the USC Libertarians, which is our campus libertarian group here.
Excellent.
The first one is really just me. Last weekend, I got to go to Myrtle Beach and participate in the South Carolina Student Legislature. And that's just like a statewide mock legislature with students from different colleges. And we debate legislation, and then whatever gets through us gets put in a book and sent to the actual legislature.
Really?
And so last weekend, it was my first time, so it was really more just a learning experience for me, but I'm going to be able to participate more throughout the years.
How did you get into this student legislature? Is there an elections process, or can you just say, I want to be on that?
Well, our school is the biggest one in the state, and so we have a very large delegation. and there weren't too many people in the school that actually showed up. So really, anyone that came,
who can blame them? Who can blame them? I know how dull these sorts of occasions can be. Was it even interesting to you, or was it pretty boring?
Oh, it was actually pretty fun. Got to debate different things, and some were serious and some were just more comical.
Were you pretty much the token libertarian in the entire organization?
Well, I think there were a couple others that I could tell by their speeches. They mentioned free market and stuff like that. And
that's good.
Other libertarian ideals.
Right on.
And
so what else?
Second thing is our group decided a couple weeks ago that we wanted to do something to protest the Real ID Act. And so I decided to also head over to meetings of the College Republicans and Young Democrats, and I spoke at both of their meetings and was able to get their groups on board. And so now, next Monday, all three of our groups are co-sponsoring a Real ID protest here on campus.
Pretty cool. Let us know how it goes. And here's an idea for you. I think you can be free to borrow this if you can pull it off faster than they do it up here. There may be a protest happening here soon on the Keene State College campus or just outside of it, where Keene State College students will be open carrying firearms in protest of the campus's policy, no firearms policy.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
People take that crap very seriously. They think the guns jump right up and shoot the crap out of people.
I don't know if you can even open carry in South Carolina. Is that even a possibility?
Not that I know of.
Look into it, Jack.
Sure.
It might be an idea for you, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If the Keene State College guys actually pull this off sooner rather than later, you know, while the issue is still hot, then that could make national news. Don't you think?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, oh my God, it could be bad, it could be really great. I don't know. I hope that it goes well.
I mean, we could have the Free Staters go out and do it, but it wouldn't make as much sense, you know, if a bunch of guys in their 30s and 40s are standing around carrying firearms versus actual students who actually attend the college carrying the firearms. I think that would make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested that Julia actually head out there. Even though she's not a student, she could pass for one, and she should strap the AK to her back. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The question would be, how would you handle that? Because you don't want the cops showing up and shooting anybody. So, do you call the cops and let them know in advance? Would they take that as a threat? Would they not understand?
They'd have a SWAT team out for there if you called them in advance.
This is your show. You bring up anything. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. Including archives, an entire year's worth of the show is waiting for you right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk to New Hampshire natives and those who have made the move and tour New Hampshire on special FSP bus tours or on your own. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Porkfest.com.
To the phones, to the fun. It's George in Montana listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, George.
Yes, well, this is a typical crap I hear from so-called libertarians.
What do you mean?
Well, let me give you the cover. You claim that government schools are bad.
They are.
Well, what's so much better about big corporate institutions like the Catholic
Sir, we didn't,
Church,
we didn't say anything about big corporate
institutions.
Slow down. We didn't say anything about big corporate institutions.
One thing to drive people into the other.
Okay, what did you say?
I said you criticize big government schools in order to drive them into big corporate
When do we say anything about big corporations?
Because that's what people see. That's what a Democrat generally hears is when...
That's it.
What's that?
That's what we hear. That's right.
Right.
Start criticizing government.
Well, you should try listening.
Do you consider the guy who paints your house to be a big corporation? I mean, everybody
I
who sells
the
their work
Church,
is a business.
I consider the Mormon Church to be large corporations. Now, let me give you, I'm a card-carrying socialist, okay?
Okay, it shows.
Let me give it to you in simple terms, okay?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Let me give you in very simple terms. I happen to be a card-carrying socialist, like I said, and here's what I would propose if you really aren't voting, okay?
Whoa. Sorry, you're going to have to call some other time.
You're
going
to have to, sorry, man.
800-259-9231. You know, you as a card-carrying socialist should understand that the government has created rules for people to follow, and one of those rules is that on the radio, you aren't supposed to say naughty things. Shame on you, George. You're putting KGEZ's license in jeopardy.
And you can go ahead and give us a call back tomorrow, but as a card carrier...
Because I really want to hear from
you. But that's the rule.
Yeah.
The rule is, if you say a bad word, you got to go. And I don't care whether you're socialist or not, I would have loved to have talked to him.
Right.
Because the question I have for George, and please call back tomorrow or later, is here's the question. Tell me one system out there one government system that's worked. Just one. I'd love to hear it.
800-259-9231. Okay, so anyway, it's amazing to me. We didn't say anything about corporations.
Right.
I just said allow the marketplace to handle it. And we didn't even say anything about churches. Yes, inevitably there will be schools run by churches. Yes, there may be sort of big corporate schools that are out there doing massive mass market education sort of products. That may be the case. But that doesn't mean there won't be localized schools run by individuals, run by families, run by neighborhood groups, run by whatever sort of voluntary association of individuals wants to spring up and run a school.
Because I can tell you that my kid's not going to a church school.
Mine isn't either. I'm an atheist.
Happen. And I'm not going to send my kid to a government school either. You know, the very idea, the corporations only get their power from the government. You can only get power with guns and people that are willing to use them. If you don't play by their rules, corporations simply wouldn't have power in this world,
That's
in
right.
America, under this whole mercantilist system that we have, if it wasn't for them being in bed with the government. George wants to grow the government, and that, as a result, grows the power of the corporations that are in bed with it.
Plus, here's one for you, George, that you probably never heard before, because I know you're still listening, is that I, as a libertarian, am against the concept of a corporation. In that a corporation is nothing more than a file folder that's in a filing cabinet somewhere that the government created. The government created the concept of a corporation in order to shield certain individuals who are running businesses from liability.
The people that pay a little bribe to the government in the form of a
corporate license or whatever. Yeah.
Filing for a corporation. Those people that pay a little bribe to the government, well, they're able to be shielded from the responsibilities
right.
of that company that they're, you know, doing, that they're,
turns,
you know, doing business under.
It turns their company into a person, a legal person. It's a legal fiction that socialists like you created, George. And I'm against corporations. I'm for business. I'm for businesses, and I'm for people, individuals, running businesses, providing services. And here's the real fun part about the marketplace, is that businesses, or corporations, or whatever you want to call them, people providing these products, whether they be retail products or whether they be educational products, people providing those products cannot succeed unless they're making their customers happy. If the customers aren't happy, then they can't make money. And if they aren't making money, they're going to go out of business. And it doesn't work that way with government, though. Government can make you as unhappy as they possibly can get away with, and you still have to pay for their services. Even if you don't even use them, you have to pay for their services, because if you don't, they're going to come and steal the money from you. They're going to throw you in a jail cell. And if you don't want to go to the jail cell, they're going to shoot you. I don't think I've ever heard of an instance where Burger King or McDonald's or Walmart or your local grocery store came to your house, pounded on the front door with men dressed in black, demanded that you either pay up or go to jail with them. They just don't do that. They don't demand. They don't have armed guards standing out in front of their store in the road out in front of their store, setting up roadblocks and demanding that people pull into their parking lot and walk through their doors and buy stuff.
But they do get in bed with the government and create regulations on themselves to keep out other people from competing with them. They keep out, and that competition then limits my choices as the consumer. So I may not, Walmart may not be standing out there with an armed guard in the middle of the road shooing me into their parking lot, but what they are doing is they're going to the government and getting armed guards to keep people from opening businesses that would compete with them that I might go there to buy their products instead.
So once again, the problem is the government.
It's the government. It's not the corporation. I mean, not that I think corporations are that great of a thing. I think that the market would want corporations anyway, no matter how free markets you got. And I don't know that we could necessarily get rid of corporations entirely.
How would that work? I know someone has made the argument in the past. How could they possibly have a business being a person without a government around to enforce that fantasy?
I go out to the street and I find some hardworking young man who doesn't have a great deal of money. I put him up in business. I put a contractual agreement with him in place that I get 90%, he gets 10% in sweat equity. If I get to have some say in what the business does. I tell him to do some illegal move because of his naivety. He does that illegal move. He causes some problem that causes damage to people. He's the business. I'm not. And I'm shielded from the responsibilities of what I've done.
So what you're saying is that you want to be able to make others responsible for their actions, not necessarily that there's this corporation that is a person.
I'm saying that people will be shirk responsibility in business as much as they possibly can, and there will be ways to get around it in the future. I just gave you one just now.
Okay. Let's continue with the calls. It's Osborne in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Osborne.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
The other night you guys were talking about Hillsdale, and as a former student, I thought I might call in and clarify any questions that you might have about it.
The gun policy, I think, was what I was asking about. Do they allow guns on campus?
They absolutely do not.
That's unfortunate.
And not only that, but they will raid your room at least once a week to check and see if you have any.
What?
Yeah,
once a week? Are you in jail?
Excuse me?
It sounds like jail to me.
It's very close to jail. For a school that touts themselves as being a bastion of liberty, it is, for the student, the farthest thing from.
Yuck.
I know a particular fellow who was kicked out of school for having a paintball gun.
Wow.
If you could imagine such a thing.
Is the school just run by a bunch of uptight people, or what's their deal?
Yes, exactly.
Is it a Christian school or something?
It is not, but good 75% of the students are members of the Christian organization.
Huh. Well, there you go.
They've been pretty tight with the administration.
So go to Hillsdale. You'll get a good education, but you'll also have your room rated every week. Thanks for the call, Osborne. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
They're college. They can run it any way they want.
It is. Hey, you take control. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The Packet's 8.net toll free line for you. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some Free Talk Live gear at the Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com. We are in the pre-order phase for our brand new items, which are pretty cool, including the hottest selling item of all time, the Free Talk Live Multi-Gadget. 2 gigabytes, flash drive, MP3 player, FM tuner, and it's also, there's so many features, I forget them all if I don't have them.
It's a jump drive.
It's a jump drive, it's an MP3 player, and it's an FM tuner, and it will do ebooks as well. And there's, I know I'm missing something, but anyway, there's sweaters, we've got the hoodies. There's the zip-up style hoodie. There's the pullover style hoodie. Free Talk Live logos. There's also the new Free Marketeer t-shirt. There's the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt. The Free Talk Live new style beanie cap. We now offer 2 different beanies, as well as the Free Talk Live retractable lighter and bottle opener combo. So, oh, by the way, the 2 gigabyte multi-gadget is way less than you would pay for a 2 gigabyte flash drive. Voice recorder, that's what else it has, the voice recorder. Anyway, it's less than $60 for a 2 gigabyte, all of those things. And you just can't find prices like that
anymore. No. It's difficult to find an MP3 player with that size for $60.
In fact, Johnson, who runs the store, and I were talking today about the multi-gadget and how well it's selling. And we originally thought we were only going to be able to do like a one-time run of 50. But I think what we're going to do now is we're going to expand that out to a maximum of 100 on this one, because we're almost up to 50 at this point that have sold, which is awesome. So if you want to get in on this, it will be limited time, and at some point you just won't be able to get this. So get over to store.freetalklive.com, place your orders. Of course, we got all the older items as well, which are great sellers and great quality products. This is not crappy stuff, and I think you're going to be very pleased with it. So store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about schools, or we were talking about schools, but you can bring up whatever's on your mind. As we go to Dale in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dale.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to see how I'm going to put this. I work for Department of Defense.
Oh, boy. A bureaucrat.
Now, listen. I'm one of the people that are like the civilian grunts. We're not these high-paid GS people. We're at the bottom.
What's a GS person?
Government service.
Okay.
So does that make you an NCO, a non-commissioned officer?
I was in the Army, yes, and I retired. Well, I retired out of the reserves. I'm what's called a wage grade.
Okay.
I'm a worker.
What do you do?
Well, we process parts, make sure they get back in the system so they can get back in the supply system. We store the ammunition. We make sure it gets issued to the soldiers so they can train. We ship things out that they need, that kind of stuff, the grunt work of the logistics system.
Got it.
Still there?
I'm here.
Okay. That's what we do.
Okay. And, so why were you calling?
Well, I just tell you about a conversation we had at lunchtime up in the break room the other day. All the guys are standing around. They're talking about...
Whoa. Somebody got on the line there. You still there?
That was my wife. She picked the phone up by accident.
I'm sorry. So you're in the break room, standing around.
Yeah, they're talking about, some of these guys are close to retirement. They're gonna do this. They're gonna do that. And then one of them looks at me. He says, "Well, gee, Dale, you've been around a while. You're gonna make this, probably make that when you get to all your retirement." And I said to him, I looked him in the eye, and I said, "Number one, I will never get a cent of my military retirement. Number two, I will never get a cent of this Department of Defense job retirement money because this country is bankrupt."
So how long do you have until retirement?
I'm 48. I have to be at least 60 to retire.
Okay, so you got another 12 years. You don't think there's going to be a pension there for you in 12 years?
I know better.
Why?
Because I can see how, look at the crazy spending this administration alone's done.
They have done some crazy spending.
Previous.
I agree with you on that part. I don't know if everything's going to fall apart that quick. I hope not.
I hope not, too. But
well, maybe what will happen is there'll be hyperinflation, and that way the pension you get won't be worth scrap. So you might actually get the pension, but it won't buy you a pack of gum.
Same difference.
Yeah.
It's just paper right now. We all know that. Anybody that has looked into it, and I have, I've looked into it. I know we have fiat currency. I know this is. I know that the Federal Reserve is no more federal than FedEx.
Right.
I figured this stuff out. And I didn't get a chance to go to college, but I figured it out on my own.
That's how most of us did it. They certainly don't teach this. They don't teach this in college.
They sure wouldn't teach that to you.
Whenever I talk to bureaucrats, it's always interesting to find out what are some of the things that you, as someone who understands small government, what is it that you see at your job? Working for the government, what sort of waste do you come across? What sort of just bureaucratic insanity?
Well, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
The way some of these operations work to finance different departments, they're given a certain amount of money. For instance, they may get $200,000 this fiscal year just to buy furniture. Now, this is fact. I've seen this happen more than once. They can't spend that money on anything they might really need in the department, like maybe we need a new truck to transport parts around post or
right,
something.
Right, because that's not furniture.
You can't have that.
Right.
But you can spend $200,000 for brand new furniture that nobody really needs.
Right.
What do they do with the old furniture? Does this bureaucrat just take it home?
Well, it gets processed for turn-in. No, they can't take it home. What usually happens to it is if it doesn't go to DRMO, which is Defense Reutilization Marketing Office, and gets sold for pennies on the dollar to the private sector, it'll end up in a scrap heap somewhere.
Are you really changing out furniture every single year?
No, not every single year, but occasionally this will pop up. See, what happens is you're locked in to only use that money for that project or for that one item. We can't transfer funds around as needed. Once it's locked into a certain department or area, it's stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So often, every couple of years or whatever, you get a $200,000 budget for new chairs?
I use that as an example because I don't know every department's budget.
Sure, why would you?
Yeah.
But that's just one example of
just
the waste.
That's just a basic example.
I mean, private companies make furniture last as long as they possibly can.
Sure they do.
Right, well, you'll like this one. Guess what? We have more people incarcerated now in prisons in the United States than ever before, right?
I sure do. Oh, yeah. More people than anywhere else, any other developed nation.
Let's say I received a shipment the other day of a box full of speaker systems that go with military radios.
All right.
Okay, I processed them, made sure they were accounted for, put them away until they get shipped to whoever needs them, whatever unit or military unit needs those to replace bad ones. In the bottom of the box, I found two little yellow tickets, and they say Unicor prison systems.
What's that mean?
Okay. So the convicts are building your speakers?
Yeah, they're building speaker systems for military tactical radios. And I bet you if you did the research on it, you find out there's a lot of people that have investments in private prisons.
Lucrative. So here's what's happening then. Lucrative military contracts, which of course means that they pay too much for the products that they're buying. So, you know, they're paying hundreds of dollars for these crappy little radios or whatever that are being manufactured by what is essentially slave labor. So the people running that, the people running Unicor in that particular case are really banking.
That's what my observation tells me, yeah.
Amazing.
It's just not that. You'll get furniture like that. And here's another example. I worked in another section for most of the year, and we received a lot of computer equipment because everybody's got to have a computer now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not one of the thousands of computers we processed and issued out, not one of them was made in this country. Not a one.
Well, I don't think anyone makes computers in America.
That's right. You know where most of them are made, don't you? Take a guess.
Taiwan? Simple. Hong Kong?
Where?
Taiwan?
No, not China? Taiwan. China. Red China.
Well, now, Red China's getting less red as time goes on, from what I can see. They sort of are figuring out the whole marketplace thing. They're doing it slowly, but
They're taking on predatory capitalism just like big business.
Oh, what does that mean? Predatory capitalism. You can only be predatory when you use the government. If you're using the government to destroy competition, then you're being predatory.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, in that case, hey, it was good hearing from you, and we appreciate it. And good luck getting out of the bureaucracy one of these days. Thank you for the call.
Hope your pension's there.
Yeah, well, like I say, it'll be there, but it might not be worth anything.
Who knows?
Because I don't think they set pensions to where they scale up to inflation. I don't think that happens.
There's some kind of increase. They're usually pinned somehow to the wages of the current employees.
But did you see that? Whenever you get a bureaucrat, even if it's on the line with Free Talk Live or in your personal life, just ask them for some examples of waste. They'll always come up with
an answer
for you. 800-259-9231, and I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.